The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is virus update. What happens if tenants stop paying rent? But before we get started, hey, I just want to touch base with you guys. I know it has been absolutely crazy last couple of weeks here, and it probably is going to stay that way for a little while too. But I just want you guys to know that I always want to encourage you in terms of your real estate investing. But more importantly, I'm just letting you guys know, you guys are my prayers. I'm praying for you all for your health, for your safety, you will be able to meet all the obligations you have and the other issues that kind of falling into place as a result of this virus. You know, the good thing about this is it will be over and we'll all be looking back on this and we'll have learned a lot, I think. This time shall pass and we will see this all behind us. But in the interim, I am, like I said, I'm praying for you and I'm hoping that you are all doing well getting through this. Well, today's topic is kind of a heavy one here. What happens if tenants stop paying rent? And for those of you that are landlords already, that's, I'm sure, has something that's come across your mind. I think a lot of people are just kind of looking at this that are in the real estate sphere that we're at. And it depends on sort of where you're at. Most of us, I think, are kind of doing this real estate stuff on our own or with our wife or, family, but generally don't have employees. Some that are really, moving forward and doing a lot with apartments and so forth do. Generally, it's just us. So there's a lot of the things that are going on, a lot of the discussions that are happening about helping out small businesses and the proposals that are in Congress right now that hopefully by the time you hear this on Friday, we will have already had an agreed upon stimulus package. But right now, it's only a lot of different ideas that are being hashed out, and one of those being to help out small business as well as larger businesses as well. Part of that is covering payroll and other things for a number of months if necessary or whatever may be required. But if we're the guys that are doing it on our own, like I am, one of the issues that comes across your mind is, okay, who's going to help me? And I want to kind of talk a little bit about that because the issue is if people stop paying rent, which right now they are saying, at least the government has said, that there will be no evictions for people that aren't paying rent. And he follows that with no foreclosures. Okay, so I think probably one of the biggest fears that we may have, and I really emphasize that word fears, because right now that's the issue we need to manage more than anything else is first with ourselves, you know, just to not be fearful during this time, just be wise and you know, cautious, but at the same time, we really shouldn't be fearful, because there are a lot of things that can happen, and it's really too early to say what is going to happen. I think, you know, the big question in a lot of people's mind that are in real estate is, you know, how will this affect us? Will there be another market crash like we had, you know, 2008? Right now, there's just not enough that really would support that. That was a unique situation, and there was just tons of foreclosures. Well, right now they're saying, you know, no foreclosures allowed. You know, we also have the idea too of, you know, how bad is the virus going to be, and how long is it going to go for? And that's another issue is, you know, if it's really serious and affects a lot of people, that could definitely have an impact on all of us, no matter whether real estate or not. And I think that you know, that's one of the things that we need to be, you know, focused on, is really just, you know, being cautious, being frugal. You know, just personally, I think if you've listened to the show regularly, you know that I was selling off some of my smaller properties, three of them. Two of those properties, one I've already sold and received the cash for. The another one is right now. It's an inspection period that's ending this week, and then we will have the final numbers together, and hopefully we'll close early April. And then another one is just for sale. There's a lot of interest. We're getting a lot of interest on the last one, so I feel pretty confident that I'm not going to have a problem selling the last property. Hopefully, be able to close on the one that's in process right now too. It's a little too early to see. Plus, I'm getting the prices that I want. It is, at least it has been, a seller's market, and as long as it's a seller's market, you can get you know, a better price for your properties. Now, what a lot of real estate investors are looking at is, you know, well, what are the opportunities that may happen here? You know, is it going to be like in 2007, 2008, where there's going to be a lot of great deals that you can pick up? And so a lot of people are also concerned about their cash and having enough cash in hand to be able to respond to some of those great deals, if there are going to be any. I think a lot of it at this point, you know, there are still lots of houses for sale, and a lot of houses being purchased as well right now. It is still going down, but there is a bit of a slowdown because people are cautious. I think if somebody has a home, especially if they've paid for it, they may not be really quick to sell it if they are concerned about their income after they sell that home. So if it's already paid for, they don't necessarily want a new mortgage, and they don't want to have to be concerned about rents either if they're going to rent. So there, you know, so there's some reticence on selling properties right now. And there's also a concern for people that are buying, in that they're thinking, well, hey, if I wait a little while here, maybe I can get a better deal. So there are definitely dynamics that are, you know, moving into place. But right now, like I said, I just recently sold, and so far I didn't encounter it, but it doesn't mean in a week or so that could be totally different. But I think the key thing that I mentioned here is no evictions and no foreclosures. Okay, so if you have a rental property and you have debt on that rental property, you're concerned if obviously no one pays you rent. I mean, you'd be concerned anyway, because that is an income source for you. But making your mortgage each month is part of that equation, as well as other expenses that you have to cover. So if there basically has been a mandate here that there won't be evictions for a while, that may prompt some of our tenants to say, well, you know, I'm not going to pay then if there's not going to be an eviction. Now, we don't know what the consequences will be beyond that, but right at this point, no landlords are allowed to evict. So if all of a sudden all of your rent stops coming in, how will that impact your real estate investing or your real estate investment? And so the other side of the coin is, well, if I don't get rent, I can't pay my mortgage. So there's not going to be a foreclosure on you if you can't make your mortgage. So some of the things that, you know, I'm going to talk about here are things that you can at least consider and look at. And I hate to focus in on the negative, but I think we also have to be prudent and wise stewards of the funds that we have. One of the things, for example, that I've done is the mortgages that I do hold. All of them are set up on auto pay. They're automatically paid, you know, when they're due. So I never miss a payment. If I forget, you know, I don't want to have to, I'm going to have that on my, you know, on my credit score or what have you. So I have auto pay. Well, since this has happened, I have, you know, went online to those various mortgage holders and have taken it off of auto pay because I don't know if I am going to be getting the rents that I need in order to cover that. And if I don't, then there are other precautions that you can take as well. Most, if not all, I can't speak because I'm not a legal authority on this, but most mortgage deeds and contracts, agreements, and so forth talk about forbearance. And forbearance is basically a situation where there is a national disaster that impacts your ability to be able to pay. And so if you can, or if you want to at least find out if if this pertains to your mortgage, I would recommend you call your mortgage company, your bank, what have you, and find out if forbearance would apply in the case of what's going on with the coronavirus. So in that case, you can have a break of 3 months and sometimes even longer, but up to 3 months normally, where you do not have to pay that debt. And after that period, there's different ways. Sometimes they'll say, okay, now you're responsible for the last 3 months' rent, or you can, work out a situation where you didn't necessarily don't. It's just a break from your payments. So it's a good precaution to know about and something you might want to look into called forbearance. I think that there are just a few other factors that I might address here too. Just in the general scheme of things, if in fact there are other impacts that can happen. For example, we know that the Fed's responded to what's going on by introducing zero interest rates. I mean, 0% interest rates. And now, granted, it's not always tied to mortgage rates or very often not tied to it. But that could affect what's going to happen. Now, I was in the process of a refi, which I had difficulty with. And I think because the lender at that time was skeptical about what was going on, so we did not move forward with it. And so I think there is going to be some caution for lenders right now, because there's such uncertainty here, especially if people can't pay their mortgages. Obviously, that's going to impact any future lending. So the big question is, if lending stops and prices drop, which could happen, how long will that last? And if it lasts a month, prices could pop right back up, and lending will start again. If it lasts 6 months, it may be tougher to recover. What is going to happen, nobody knows. And as I shared last week when I just did a brief little synopsis on it, is it's just too early to tell what's going to happen in the market. I think, I think it's pretty good that we have a real estate investor who is president of the country right now, because he does understand our needs and our challenges here too. I think that that's a plus. And I think a lot of the things that they're addressing will actually help us in the long term here. I also think that it's important for us too, as landlords, is to be aware of the fact that we do have tenants, and these tenants have concerns too. They're dealing with the same fears that we are. Many of your tenants may even be out of work, or at least put on hold from their work. I know that most of them are home. And here in California, everybody's home. They're dealing with their own fears too. And I think as a landlord, one of the best things we can do is to communicate with them. Just let them know, hey, you know, we're in this with you. We understand that there are challenges and that we want to stay in good communication.
Good communication is key. Here are some specific proactive things that you can do to try to help to alleviate that any kind of loss that might happen as a result of folks not paying their rent. But I think the key here is if you can be proactive and communicate, you may be able to see this thing through without problems. So here are some proactive things that you can do. Number one, I would either send a letter, email, text, or phone call specifically to your tenant. Use whatever method you think will be most effective and sort of your regular method of communication with them. In there, the first thing I would do in that letter is inquire about them first. Ask them how they're doing and how this is affecting their life. Ask about their family and if they are all well. Be empathetic to their situation. I think it's important that as tenants, that we show that we care about them as tenants, and as a landlord, that we show that we're trying to help them as best we can from our perspective. Explain to them that even though there is a mandate for no evictions in place, the rent is still due and their obligation to the lease is still in effect. And the rent will still be due and will accrue over time. So if they miss this rent, they're going to be responsible for this rent and next month's rent when that comes due. So that even though there is this mandate, no evictions, that just means that they don't have to go to court. But it still means that their obligations still exist. Okay, and also offer today, for example, for anyone that pays their rent by the first of the month. And again, this is just my suggestion. You don't have to do this, but if it works for you, you know, feel free to adopt it. But offer for anyone that pays their rent by the first of the month, a 10% discount in rent will be received. The 10% will mean a lot to them. It will show them you care and are offering goodwill. This also gives you the cash flow to make your mortgage payment and to meet your obligations as well, of course. For those that do not pay on time, on the fifth of the month, you should reach out to them and let them know that you understand their situation and offer them to pay maybe weekly and to break down their rent for them and give them a number, for example. Also, waive the late fee. Try to help them to help you. And to do that, we're going to have to get rid of some of the late fees and so forth to try to get through this thing. But I think if we show them we're really trying to work with them, they're going to appreciate it. And granted, some may just not have the money and there's just, it'll be difficult. But for those that want to try, I think we have to give them that the best, at least the best chance of being able to pay. Also, answer all maintenance calls. And I know that's tough too, because I know that property management may be squeezed a lot during this time, especially with everybody being home, that there may be a strong demand. But I think we need to show that we are able to help people out for their maintenance needs, especially as they're all home. So show the tenants that you really care about them and the property. And then just appreciate your tenants, especially the ones that stay the course with you and pay their lease and their monthly rent. After this is over, maybe, give them a gift card for takeout at a restaurant, grocery card or gas card. Or if they just pay the rent this month, why not do that for them too. Just get them a gift card for takeout. Even though people can't go to the restaurant, they can order, or a grocery card or a gas card, something that'll help them. I think if you show your kindness to those who stay the course and try to the best of their ability to pay their rent, I think it'll have long-term positive effects for you and that tenant in terms of your ongoing long-term relationship. Hopefully I'll help you in having to deal with this challenge ahead here.
If you have an issue with your rent, contact me. I know you're opening up a floodgates there potentially, but I think the communication needs to be open, or you may have other issues. And then you need to talk to them about some of the key issues too, is letting them know, you know, what the social distancing and some of the hygiene standards and things that we would want to honor, especially if you have a multifamily situation where you've got a lot of people using common areas. You know, just something simple too. Again, if you can have this in a single family home too, is letting them know, for example, you know, that there is a shortage of toilet paper. And I think a lot of that's being addressed, at least we're seeing it here in California, that they're all of a sudden ending up back, you know, on the shelves again, because they're putting in guidelines on how many rolls you can take, and they're limiting things, which is kind of getting rid of that hoarding, which has wiped out, you know, all supplies, no pun intended. But anyway, I think that letting your, you know, tenants know things like, hey, don't use napkins or paper towels or wipes and flush them down the toilet. It's going to back up. It's going to clog your toilet. It's going to cause damage. And so, you know, just a little communication, things like that. I think it's real easy to do a lot of don't do this, don't do that. I think first off, we really need to come off with compassion and interest in them as our tenants. We're taking care of them, so to speak. They're living in our property there, and we need to be aware of their needs and issues too. You know, as best we can, we try to manage their fears. You know, letting them know that you know, that we're here. You know, we're trying to make things as easy as possible. I think it's a good idea if you can put a temporary hold on guests coming over. We don't want to bring a lot of outside people into our buildings that could potentially be infected. The main thing is to stay indoors, stay in your place. You know, if you want to walk outside or whatever, that's another issue, but that we should probably keep out of the common areas, not hang out together in the laundry room or whatever it may be, and practice washing your hands and you know, just putting forth some of the guidelines that are already online that you can access, and just sharing that with people. But I think the idea of just trying to maintain good hygiene in your buildings as well is key too. But I think, you know, the key thing right now is, first off, let's not be fearful, but let's be prudent on the other hand too. If you're concerned about rents not coming in, and I know we're coming up at the end of the month here, we'll start to find out really quickly whether or not this is going to be a big issue or not. And if that happens, hey, it's going to happen. And you know, your mortgage holders are not going to foreclose on you, because that's on hold, just like evictions are on hold. So I think that we're going to be able to work things out. I'm more optimistic than I actually was early on in this. I'm seeing that there are efforts being made to really try to avoid us getting into a difficult situation financially as investors here. And I honestly believe that, you know, we're going to get through this and it's going to be okay. If it goes a longer period of time, of course, it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge, but we don't know that. And there are a lot of things being done right now, tons of things being done to try to get this this virus under control, and there's even talks about leveling out right now and a lot of encouraging things. So we just need to not fall into that fearful place, but really focus more on the things that we can do that are positive. And as I said in last week's, you know, we could be doing a lot of things to help people out too. We could, you know, even try to buy toilet paper as we can, and just keep some extra rolls there for anybody that runs out, you know, and just to be able to say, hey, we can give you a roll right now, and hopefully you'll be able to find stuff on the shelf later on. But, you know, just little things like that that can really make a difference if we really show that, you know, they're not just numbers and they're not just money to us. These are human beings with lives and fears and concerns just like we have. So that is really it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Virus Update: What Happens If Tenants Stop Paying Rent. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.